The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, a priest was posed by a police officer to pull over for speeding. As the officer was about to write the ticket, the priest said to him, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Then the police officer handed the priest the ticket and said, "Go and sin no more." Today, we celebrate the Feast of the Divine Mercy. The readings for this Sunday are about God's divine mercy, the necessity for trusting faith, and our need for God's forgiveness of our sins. God revealed his mercy to the world first and foremost by sending his beloved Son to become our Savior and Lord by his suffering, death, and resurrection. Divine mercy is offered to us in the Holy Mass and the Sacrament of Reconciliation and the celebration of each sacrament. In today's Gospel, we have two appearances of Jesus to his disciple given in John's Gospel. Jesus does several things. Jesus stands in the midst of the disciple who are utterly frightened and wishes them peace. He then shows his hands and side, where they can see the marks left by the nails and the spears. He wishes them peace a second time and breathes on them the Holy Spirit and sends them on their mission. The second appearance takes place 8 days later because on his first appearance, Thomas was not there. And he expressed his doubt about the Lord's resurrection. The second appearance is to remove the doubt of faith. Thomas is overwhelmed by this act of Jesus and expresses his faith in him. No more doubts but believe, which is the quality required each one of us. The first reading describes about the strong faith and strong communion among the early Christians. In the second reading, John telling us that God's commandments are not burdensome for those who love him. After having appeared to Mary Magdalene on Easter Sunday morning, Jesus appeared to his disciples in the evening. The appearance involves many of his disciples, and they are together afraid of the Jewish people. They still have not come to terms with what had happened to their leader. And naturally, they are afraid if a similar fate would happen to them also. Jesus appears to them to remove all the fears from their minds. The first words of Jesus spoke to them, which has the power to remove fear from their minds, peace be with you. After having shown his hands and side, he assured them he is the same Jesus who was crucified before them. Now he is appearing as the risen Christ. The Lord's disciples are also given the mandate to go and announce the good news to the whole world and bring the disciple to Jesus. Yes, my dear friends, they are not going on their own way, but Jesus assures them that he will be sending the Holy Spirit who will guide them. Yes, my dear friends, now Mary Magdalene and the disciple who encountered Jesus on the evening of the Easter Sunday do not have the problem with the faith. They readily believe in the Lord Jesus when he appears to them. They did not know that the Lord would rise, but when they experience of the risen Lord, they believe. Yes, my dear friends, the Lord Jesus also deals with the people who have problem of the faith, with the faith and belief. The apostle Thomas is the prime example. Jesus is not angry with Thomas for his lack of faith, but he guides them gently to believe in him. Thomas was not with the disciple when Jesus appeared to them, and he expressed his feeling in the following words: "Unless I see in his hands and print of the nails, and place my hand in the mark of the nails, I will not believe. Yes, my dear friends, this concern of Thomas are addressed by Jesus in his appearance to his disciples 8 days later. The doors are shut, and he greets them with peace. Thomas was with them. Surprisingly, Jesus offered to fulfill Thomas' condition, but he also commanded Thomas to reach beyond his condition of faith. Do not be faithless, but believing. There is no indication that Thomas performed a touching ritual. Then he accepted the challenge of faith, my Lord and my God. Parallel with the faith journey of the beloved disciple and Mary Magdalene, this final statement of faith in Jesus concludes journey of faith in Thomas. The Church in India is privileged to have St. Thomas the Apostle as the patron saint. Following the footsteps of the Apostle, let us live as the people of faith and work together for the progress of the Church. In today's Gospel, as we recall, Jesus' appearance to his disciple on the first Easter Sunday, we are vividly reminded of the sacrament of reconciliation and the power to forgive sins which our Lord gave to his disciples. He says, those whose sins are forgiven, they are forgiven. Those whose sins are retained, they are retained. That is why Bishop Robert says, our magnificent gospel today declares that there is no greater manifestation of the divine mercy than the forgiveness of sins. Jesus' mercy is communicated to his disciples, who in turn the disciples are sent to communicate it to the world. This is the foundation for the sacrament of reconciliation and penance, which has existed in the Church. Let us ask God the Father to open our hearts and minds so that we may receive God's mercy in the form of the Holy Spirit. Amen.